2-3 years ago, half of these slides were presented during the last Tobacco Tech meeting, and the other slides are new for this meeting. So what is MF LUA? It's in the same fashion of LUA Tech, it's the LUAification of Metafont. That means instrumentation of the Metafont source code, which is still Pascal Web source code, with a LUA interpreter. Instrumentation means put some procedure in some strategical points inside the Pascal Web source, just to collect information about the current state. It's different from LUA Tech because it's not possible to communicate with the LUA interpreter from inside a Metafont source. And this also means that a Metafont source is completely compatible with MF LUA, and the converse is also true. What is the goal of MF LUA? To extract information about the outline of the glyphs. So it's another way to extract the outlines of the glyphs without using autotrace or portrace programs. It's hosted at the GitHub, so you can check if you want. MF LUA basically runs a Metafont source code, usually with this mode at high resolution. It's quite common for tracing the bitmap. And during the run, the function inside the modified Pascal Web source code collect information about the data, basically the Bezier curves, the starting point, the control point, and the ending point. All the information are stored inside the LUA table. The information stored are basically the curves and the pixels. So each internal sensor or tracing function call one of these functions. For example, when Metafont start, call this LUA. And when Metafont end, call this one. During the run, there are some program, for example, this one, to collect information about the specification of the cars. So, the most important point is when the Metafont ends. It called end program that clean the collect data of the glyphs, which actually are this one plus the pixel, to this one. This means drop the internal cards and be sure that this point are all connected to have a closed cycle. This is quite simple, but there are glyphs that are really complicated. For example, this one, where a pen is used to trace. We can see, for example, around here, that there is a quite complicated situation to manage. Now we can see the trace of the pen, the polygon version, and the envelope. Here we can see that we have this intersection with this, with this, with this. These are the pen, these are the envelope. And we must be sure to delete this one. Just to have this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's quite complicated, and the complication is in this case due to the polygonal version of the pen. I have many, many cards. So, until the back attack meeting, the goal was to produce an OpenType font from a particular metafont source. It was the concrete time point. One strategy is just design the font with metafont. And after, when you have frozen the font, just clean the card in some way. If you have some geometric problem, for example, curve intersection, just use metafont. If you want to show the curves, just put in a metahost, produce a PDF. But in any case, it's the better strategy is use the best tool to produce the font in OTF format. One tool that we have is FontForge. So you can use FontForge just in a second moment for concrete time point I have produced an SVG font, and I have used FontForge to edit this SVG font. Or for each clip you can execute FontForge from inside the end program. Or it's even possible to extend the Lua interpreter with a FontForge binding. This is, I have used this the first point because the SVG font can also include the information about the kerning. Anyway, in the end I was able to produce from the CCR 10 point metafont at 4000 dot per inch and an SVG font, and I use FontForge to simplify the SVG form, and the OpenType is the font used in this slide. So can also use in the proceeding of the Pacotec. So this is the font. It's not a good font. There are many errors. For example, this one. Okay. There are many curves also. Other errors are more. This one, for example. Let's say that it's a font in the sense that you can use with Context Map 4, you can use to these slides, but it's not a good font, in my opinion. Anyway, it shows that it's possible to produce a font. One of the problems that I have seen after the Pacotec meeting is that the end program is so complicated even for me to understand. Another problem is the polygonal approximations of the pen that create many curves. So I decided to change strategies and concentrate only to simplify this program and try to solve this problem. So the goal for this meeting was to only produce a clean outline. Just forget to produce an OpenType font. It's not a problem. So actually, and the program is more has more structure. Basically, I have 7 main points or some fashion of this main function and the program, and I try to follow this point. And also, I separate the curves in the curves do the contours, the curves produced by the India op. The curves produced by the pen. I manage these 3 kind of curves separately. Only at some point, in this phase, I merge envelopes and pens, and after I merge envelope and contours. And then I simplify all the curves and the cycle. I also have two utility functions that can useful to for debugging. So I manually remove some cars to see if this is a problematic car. I also save the cars in some format. So I also implemented in Lua the Castagieux algorithm to find a point and to split a curve on the left and the right side at the time t. The Castagieux dissection algorithm to trace the curve, and also in Lua the intersection of the curves. So I can have in Lua this function. I don't need to export in a metafont file to find the intersection. Finally, I have also another function that permits to the developer to clean particular curves that are still problematic. The other step was try to solve the problem of the polygonal approximation of the pens. Metafont knows how to manage the envelope of polygonal, okay, and translate the problem of managing the envelope of elliptical pen, producing an approximation of the ellipse, a polygonal approximation in this case, and then he's able to trace the curve because we have again a polygonal approximation. But there is for sure a point where Metafont need to read the specification of the ellipse. In fact, there is a make ellipse subroutine that takes the major and minor axis and the angular and the angle of rotation of the ellipse and produce the polygonal. If we put a sensor around this procedure, we can save this information, and then we can run this small Metafont MF Lua code to recognize the curves. Okay? So these are the original polygonal approximation. It is in white, I will show, are the curves. Then we place the curves in the point of the original polygonal approximation. Okay? This is the point where I place the curves. So I have reduced the curves. 1, 2, 3, 4. And before where? This one. This is a great improvement because I have I have less curves to manage. Of course, this poses another kind of problem. Where to put this one? Where to put the center of the ellipse? It's quite... For example... Thank you. Then I can. Okay, these are the elliptical version of the polygonal pens. Okay. We have some new problem now because, for example, these curves around here. Okay, are inside the glyphs, so we can drop them. can also see that there is really small difference between this curve and the border. Well, we can calculate in some manner. But okay, so we can produce a clean outline where the pen disappears in some situation, but not always. Do you see the difference?
Some small crossings. Yeah?
Where? Small. Where?
I see some crossings. It's not a pure outline. There are some triangle. Yeah.
No, no. Oh, where exactly do you see?
When you take the dash over.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah? No. This one.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
There is a hole.
Are you know?
A hole. Because...
Can you enlarge it?
Yes. I show better here. This curve seem to intersect this, but it's not true. It's not true. There is no intersection. If you put the analytical expression of this curve and this curve, there is no intersection. The reason is, I think, quite easy to understand if we consider that this, it's not a straight line. It looks like a straight line here, but no. It's not a straight line. So, basically, this curve is quite, is below this one. They have the same coordinate. This point and this point have the same coordinate, but the point here, no. It's not a difficult problem, but it's another problem. So, still, I have found a way to simplify, to reduce the number of the curves. I have still many curves. Why? Because it's the pen. The way Metaphon used the pen is, how can I explain? Metaphon don't move a polygonal around a skeleton line. Okay? It just offset the line along the vertex of the polygonal. Okay? So Metaphon doesn't do this move, but take each curve and put on the vertex of the polygonal. If some conditions are not respected, Metaphon stop plotting the offset curve and insert a straight line. The result is a construction, is a continuous path that consists of alternating curves and straight line. So we cannot dilate the number of the curves. It's how Metaphon used the pen. We can say, for example, you have many, many of these small curves, especially if we have, if we don't have a straight line. But if we don't use the pen, we only use pen holes using the you specify a closed path that we don't have a problem. And this is interesting because nowadays few font designers love the pens. They use contour. They use to fill contour. And in this situation, Metafont, in my opinion, has still something to say. Okay. So I think that the pen counts a large number of cards, and the cost processing is complicated and will be complicated. But if a glyph has only contours, then the things are really, really, really more easy. I think that FontForge is still needed. I don't know if it's better to have FontForge as a module. It's possible to have a module, a Lua module. I don't know if it's a good choice, because at some point one must see the glyph in some manner. A FontForge permits to see the glyph very efficiently. So I have a project on GitHub that FTLua, Lua binding for FontForge, but it's still experimental. Actually, I'm working on this font because there are still problems to calculate clean outlines. And probably I will finish this the work on this font before to start other things. I have no intention to produce an OpenTile font from this, only the clean outlines in an efficient way. Okay. That's it. This project produced a clean outline of this font. After, I don't know.
The first about such lapse and holes in outline. In font, it's rather easy to fill it because there is some discretion grid. No, but on the out format. Mm-hmm. In open type or positive font, you have 1,000 of points.
Mm-hmm. So 2,000.
Or 2,000. So if the points are near than half of that, you can choose that it is the same point.
Yeah.
On the grid.
I edit, but this is the symptom of another problem. I think that Metafont has made a great choice of the fixed point. Mm-hmm. Choosing the floating point, it's not a good choice in Lua. It's easy, but I have many of these. So actually, this is a symptom of the wrong choice. About floating point.
Floating point is not bad, but there should be arithmetic with some precision.
Exactly.
Given.
Exactly.
Every compilation operator should have some
precision. Depend on the modes, because you set up the dot per inch modes.
You can, for the numbers on the Lua side, you could express the floating point numbers as scale points. That still fits in the range. And then you don't have this not quite precise problem with dividing and multiplying doubles.
You still have to round.
You still have to round, but you don't get the rounding errors anymore.
Yeah.
You just multiply everything by the 64K.
Yes. This is not exactly. This is also a problem with the floating point, but also the way metaphotomization defeats that point.
Yes.
Because in the end, if metaphons say, okay, I don't care that I have 1,000 of pixel difference because I am able to blacken this pixel.
Yes.
So
some. On Buffon's error by Knut, when he was sure that it's placed in one pixel.
Yes.
He mathematically
proved
that it's within one pixel, so it's no care about it.
Exactly. So also this combined with the errors to do the floating point. This mixed in some strange manner.
And the second remark, we think about it and maybe the inverse approach will be better. Such we do expand stroke, then just whole segment is shifted, whole segment of the skeleton, and whole segment is very inaccurate. And then the whole segment modify a little to match the points that you have.
Eventually adding some extra nodes to
not removing but adding.
Yes.
So using that this would of course be completely different from your approach, but maybe it would help if you could use the curve you calculate as a stencil, as a something to compare, not the resulting curve, and calculate the curve differently, approximately from the skeleton.
Okay, we can also strategy.
But not now, of course.
I like very much the idea of it. About for more than 2 years you are working on it. And I very appreciate, but still I would like to know if you compare the result of pot racing in Conforge, the high resolution big map with your result. There are some differences, could you say about it?
No, I don't. I've
never tried to?
I have done some pot racing with other kind of bitmap, and I don't say that it's better than portrait. Okay, it's another approach.
But
it's another approach.
It would be interesting to know if it has some, because portrait, I should say, is rather good, very good tool.
Yes.
But it doesn't take a logical structure.
Yeah, of course, it doesn't look at the metaphone source. It only traces the bitmap, which is a result of some. But I should add to your note about the Knuth that it's not concerning one pixel, but the original idea of Knuth was that he will produce a very good rasterization and then look and to add one or two pixels somewhere by hand. So it was a...
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, and it's very valuable work. Yeah. So using pen is natural in font, and drawing outlines is always artificial. Pens are good.
Pens are good, and keep this way.
Is the concrete one that you played with already production ready now?
Sorry.
So you were using doing things with concrete one, the concrete form. Is it already production quality now?
No, there is an open type, but you can use with context, and it has no problem. But if you look at the details, there are many cars, some approximation. It looks good when printed and on screen.
So you can use it?
You can use it, but it's not...
Not for posters.
Okay. Yeah. 10 point it's okay. 10 point it's okay, but just to say, okay, it's possible, but it's not quality.
So you will release that, or will you try fixing it?
No, I consider finished that. I consider that it's a font. It's not a good font. Okay, it's possible to use it.
But you can give it to Carlos, he can make a good
font. Well, probably. I'm not a font designer in the end.
A lot of them.
Luigi's one.
Okay, thank you again.
Okay.
Thank you.